Welcome to On the Verge. I am your host, Kara Bradley, bringing you, as always, weekly blasts of no-hype advice, essential practices and strategies, ways to wake up, show up, and shift yourself from feeling frazzled and frenzied to feeling fully alive and in flow. Here I am, back from my 7-week cross-country trip. It is so good to be back in my closet here by myself. It's been a little challenging to record. And what a trip. Oh my gosh. I will unpack this trip for you over the course of the next few weeks or few months. I don't want to download it all in one shot. But let me tell you, to be out in nature, to be in new environments, to be in this state of awe for an extended period of time is not only rejuvenating, but I feel like it's essential for us, especially as we get older and we find ourselves stuck in patterns and habits and stuck in jobs and relationships and just stuck in a way of being, perhaps not liking ourselves, not liking how we feel as we're aging. Getting out into new environments, in new situations, new people, new food, new places to sleep, it wakes us up. It makes us see where we're stuck. Anyhow, I could go on and on, but that is not my topic for today, but just a little tidbit for you to carry along and chew on for the next few days. What I want to talk to you about today is what I am super inspired about, as I am assuming you may be as well, and that is the women's national soccer team and their incredible championship. What an inspiration. What a triumph, not only for female soccer players, but for female athletes and for females in general that have dreams, that have goals. They were just the model, an exemplary model of what it takes to win. And we're not talking about winning against others, although they did big time. We're talking about just winning. That sense of winning the day, that sense of winning your life. What they modeled, which was so amazing, and you may have read about it or listened to, was this combination of excellence, tremendous work ethic, confidence, and collaboration. And it was no joke. People woke up all over the world to recognize them. Now, if you've heard anybody talking about the team and the game, people wanted them to lose. You know, we're always rooting for the underdog. People wanted to want them to not have this back-to-back championship. People felt like they were cocky and arrogant. But down underneath all of our unconscious biases, right, our limiting beliefs about what we think champions are like, they exuded a calm confidence and a work ethic and a discipline that carried them through. So I want to talk about one specific instance, or actually it happened multiple times, and that is Megan Rapinoe, the captain of the team, purple hair, pink hair, short blonde hair, sassy and fierce and totally badass. Her pose, if you watched any of the games, but there's the picture at the top of this podcast, her pose, that power pose, when she scored a goal, spoke volumes. And I'm going to get a little choked up here because it spoke volumes for us as women. You know, men, you see it all the time on the football field. You see it on the soccer field. When they score, they have their dance. They have their claps. They have their handshakes. They, you know, touch booties and hips and this and that, and they scream to the crowd. But when women do it, why is that being arrogant? So what I loved about Megan Rapinoe was that she owned success for us all. I'm so grateful because she's inspired me. I know she's inspired my daughters, who are both pretty fierce soccer players themselves. To stand on the field and to throw your arms out, to lift your chest and to lift your chin with this confidence of, here I am. And look what we were able to do together. This is a power pose that I am putting out there for all of us to practice. I think about her power pose and I smile, and I have challenged myself to start taking the pose, to start striking the Rapino pose or the power pose. Now, years back, Amy Cuddy, who is a researcher at Harvard, did a tremendous TED Talk on the power of posing. And she came up with the Superman or Superwoman pose, and she did the research to show that when we do strike these poses, it changes our physiology. It changes the way our nervous system is reacting. It changes how we feel and our level of confidence and our level of brightness and our level of risk-taking as well. So this isn't new at all. In fact, go back and watch it. I'll put her talk in the show notes. I know there's been a lot of controversy just in the last few years as to whether this is true or not. But you know what? That always happens when there's somebody that is courageous enough and rebellious enough to put stuff out there. And she did it. Amy Cuddy, that is. So I totally bow to her. Regardless, Megan Rapinoe now has taken the stage with this new power pose. When we strike this kind of pose, when we lift our chest and lift our chin and open our hearts, really, so shoulders back and down, heart lifted, when we do this, we are saying to the world, I am here. This is who I am. No apologies. No apologies necessary. I like who I am. I like who I am in the world. And I'm going to share my opinion. And I'm going to share my uniqueness. I'm going to share my purple hair. I'm going to share my opinion on certain topics. I am going to shine. When we do that, we give others, Marianne Williamson said this, we give the others permission to do the same. When we allow our own light to shine, we automatically, she said, give others permission to do the same. Powerful poem that I, again, will put in the show notes. So here's the takeaway for you. Your biology becomes your psychology. Your biology becomes your psychology. If your immune system is compromised, if you're not sleeping, if you're not eating well, if you're not sleeping well, you know you feel like crap and you don't perform as good, right? You don't perform as well mentally. You're not there for others, perhaps. You're not as engaging, as fearless, as cooperative with the world. But when your biology is light and balanced and coherent and healthy and well-rested and well-fed and well-oiled, your psychology shifts dramatically. You become more engaging. You become more collaborative and cooperative. You become more courageous to speak your truth, to own your vision, to speak up and make that provocative or revolutionary claim. This is what happens. It's not just about trying hard, guys and gals. We can only try so hard before we burn out. We can only push so much. But when we have the support of our biology, things start to shift. And they not only shift once, they start to shift consistently. day after day, we start taking those small, courageous steps. Day after day, we start throwing our arms out, lifting our chin, and lifting our gaze. Day after day, we start doing this and others notice. And you know what I feel is just as important? When our biology feeds and fuels and ignites our psychology, we acknowledge it in others. And this is huge. I've said it many times. I say it in the context of women, but I mean it in the context of humanity. Empowered humans empower humans. Empowered women empower women. So you can look at Megan Rapinoe and you can judge her. And you can say she's arrogant and she's cocky and who is she to do that? Or you can sit in your own power and say, rock on, sister. And if you're not able to say, rock on, sister, then look at yourself. What is it about you that's playing small? Where are you holding back? Where are you not lifting your heart and your chin and expressing yourself fully? Where is your biology holding you back? So, our practice for this week is to strike that pose. Take the pose, even if you feel silly. Now, you don't have to go and do it in the subway, although I dare you to, and if you do, please let me know. Start to do it in your bedroom. Start to stand in your office and strike the pose. And hold it, not just once, right? Not just like a little snippet. Hold it so that your physiology starts to remember what's going on in the power pose. Your physiology starts to remember and starts to hone in and entrain in this coherent state of breath, of heart rate. Of just being in the sense of being settled and steady and stable and open and available. Striking a pose. So let's start with three times a day. I'm trying to do it for like 15 seconds. It's a long 15 seconds at first, I'll tell you. Strike the pose for 15 seconds. I'm going to do it right now. I am in it. Even though I'm sitting, I'm in it. My heart's lifted. My arms are out. My fingers are stretched out wide. Palms are up. Chin is lifted, right? Gaze is up. Here I am, world. Here I am. Make your biology support your psychology and see what happens. So when do we do this? Well, I'm going to give you a couple of suggestions. You can figure out the rest. I would say it's at times of the day. Well, firstly, let's always do it in the morning. Always in the morning. Just stand up in the morning. You don't have to do it first. Then go brush your teeth, wash your face, do what you need to do. Maybe even have that cup of coffee and then strike your pose. And I dare you to even do it in front of the mirror and smile and gaze in your eyes. Ooh, tough, I know. But why the heck not? Other couple of times you can do it is when you know your energy is low, when you know you get cranky, right? We all get cranky, let's face it, after a work day where we get hangry and we start snipping and judging. When are those times for you? Is it that dip in the late afternoon? Is it when you walk in the house after work? When is it? When are you getting frustrated and hangry and cranky? Strike it then. Strike it then for 15 seconds. Start to change your physiology in those moments when you're prone to go south. You may think this is silly, but think again. It is not silly. We can let our physiology just take us over. We can let those tired moments in traffic. How about striking the pose in your car? I love it. How about doing that? And just letting everybody else around you have a good laugh and a smile. Make your physiology work for you. Let it help you to shine. Let it lift you up instead of bring you down. So you can start by just setting a timer on your phone, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 4 o'clock, whenever, or just remember to do it. Do it with your kids, especially your daughters. Do it with them and let them know, teach them, it is okay to step up on the stage of whatever stage you have, small or big, to throw your hands out, to lift your chest and lift your chin and lift your gaze and look at the world and say, here I am. I have something to say. I have something to do. I have something unique to share with the world. Even if only 2 people hear you that day, it doesn't matter. This is how we show up and shine, everyone, together. And another final little note. Notice other people, especially women, when they're in their power, when they are striking their own pose. Notice if you have a tendency to judge. Just recognize that that is a red flag that you are holding back. Instead, start to practice acknowledging the success of others. Acknowledge when others take risks and put themselves out there. Acknowledge the Facebook Lives or the posts that people are making, or the woman that steps up in the meeting and maybe fumbles on her words. Acknowledge her. I'm very daring today. I dare you to just acknowledge it to her face. You inspired me when you spoke up that way. You inspired me when you went live on Facebook with your idea. Let's shine together. Striking a pose is the first step, acknowledging others. Here we go. Awesome stuff, everyone. I am so jacked and so ready to bring this out to the world. So share this. Share this with other people that you feel are hunching their shoulders, closing their chests, not speaking up, playing small. Share it. Let's go share wide. Let's all show up. Let's shine. And I bid you a fantastic day. Let's do this together. Take care. Hey guys, thank you for joining me. Don't forget to join me on social media. I've got a great YouTube channel that I keep throwing more content out on. I'm on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, all that stuff. And also join me on my website, carabradley.net. There you can download my free ebook on strategies to live in flow. Lastly, if you want to take it live, book a call with me and let's talk about how to bring more flow into your workplace or conference or organization or school. Here we go. Take care.